looking for something. A new way, a new understanding, a connection, some comfort. You've got questions, and Light on Living puts the spotlight on all the answers so you can shine. Lift and lighten the load of life's challenges and learn simple and easy ways to live a healthy, happy life. You'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you. You're invited to hear new, see different, and feel more as Lisa shines the light on living.
Everyone, welcome to Light on Living. I'm your host, Lisa Berry. And if you are just tuning in from sharing time with me on Facebook Live earlier, welcome here. If you're new or if you're returning, today we are diving into, well, the live was about hope, but today really is about awakening to your truth. And the reason why I say that is because it's the title of the book from my guest here today, my author, and her book is Awaken to Your Truth. The time is now. I want to take this time to introduce you to Joanna Alexopoulos. I said I can't say it again.
That's okay, Lisa. Alexopoulos. That's fine.
Alexopoulos. It's so much fun too. So Joanna Alexopoulos, thank you. And Joanna, from the second we hopped on the phone, just to meet each other, just to start talking to each other, what came out to me immediately was the sense of, I had deep trust in you already. I was so grateful that you were on this planet doing what you're doing. I had this trust that you were going to help. And so I didn't share that with you before, but that is why I thought I'm so excited to share this conversation right now with the listeners, with you, because I really do feel that you help others to see hope where they maybe didn't have any and how to get there.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Lisa. It's a pleasure to be here and to share what I know. Thank you.
Oh, well, you're absolutely welcome. And everybody, I want to share this little bit about Joanna, and then we're going to dive right in. So Joanna is an open channel and attains universal wisdom and guidance from angels, spirit guides, and ascended masters from the collective. She is an empathic, intuitive author, poet, channeler, messenger, spiritual mentor, Reiki energy practitioner, and motivational speaker. Her love and compassion for humanity merges with that of the masters and is deeply felt in her books. And I'm not going to read the whole thing, but what I want to begin with, Joanna, is to share the thing that I resonated, and I think a lot of others will, is that your quest, your whole journey here about helping the planet actually started with you needing to help yourself first. Can we start there and ask you about that?
Yes, absolutely, Lisa. Yes, my journey began as a journey of self-discovery and growth in 2005. I was not well, and I began a quest for knowledge of the unknown in an attempt to heal myself, actually, from my own pain and personal struggles that I was having for I would say 5 decades. Wow. So in that time period, I learned about, I delved into the unknown. I learned about life. I learned about God, about the universe, about life beyond. And I just wanted to know. I had this thirst, and I just kept devouring book after book. And I just wanted to know so much about everything so that I can help myself. And it was at that time that, I just started to embrace the power of who I was, and I really understand that the connection that we are, all of us here on this planet and beyond, we're all connected. So it was a beautiful journey for me, and it led me to the to become this open channel of communication with my guides and spirits and masters to share the wisdom that's coming through from them to the collective, so that we can open to the understanding and of who we really are, the truth, the love, and the power that we have, so that we can heal ourselves and heal our world, because our world is really not in a good place right now.
Yes.
So in that time period that I was growing and learning and developing, I did come to a roadblock, and that's when my awakening happened. It was 7 years after the time that I started to learn, to want to learn more, and reading all that I could, and going, listening to podcasts and YouTube videos and everything, and I just listening to spiritual speakers. But I did hit a roadblock because my pain and suffering continued. I was still not well. So at that time when I gave up on life, and it was 2012, that's when divinity actually spoke to me. And that's when my heart opened, because I just let everything go and I said, God, I cannot live like this any longer. Mm-hmm. I pretty much gave up on life. And that's when divinity spoke to me, as I said, and I connected fully and completely with my spirit guides. And I say this with an open heart and love and compassion for our world, that we all have our divine team of angels, guides, and masters who and guardians who are there for us. We're never alone. And that in itself led to my book, Awaken to Your Truth, because my guides lovingly paved the way for me to attain this wisdom through and open up to an even higher realm of existence, the collective that they are, ascended masters, who are beings of the highest dimension, the ninth dimension. And this is what came through. Their wisdom came through for the delivery of this book. So it's a sacred book. I'm so happy that I have it out for our world. I'm so proud of my work. And I have a deep, deep passion to help humanity.
That's exactly what I feel from you so much. And I love that it started with you. And this is such a burning question from so many people, not just myself. But when you're like 5 decades of being sick, being unwell, of suffering and pain, and do you think when you're saying rediscovering who we are, getting to know the truth of who we are, is it that we have blocked ourselves from knowing it and then we get sick? Or is it through becoming sick and unwell maybe that we have an opportunity to open our hearts? Like, you know what, chicken or egg here? I always do this question. why do we not know ourselves? And do you think the sickness or illness had a role in finding out, or because you were covering up who you were?
Well, I think the sickness did have a definite role. And a lot of times it takes just that for us to open up to who we really are. It takes a tragic event or a prolonged sickness like mine to actually finally get out of our way and allow God to come through and lead us. Throughout our history, actually, I have to say that we have been blocking who we are. We have been living in fear, and fear is what is leading us, and that is the issue that when you're living in fear, you have lost touch with who you are. And so when fear encompasses all the lack and the limitations of who we are not, and we block ourselves from actually accessing and activating the light that is within us. But it is time now to open up, and we are doing that. And as we are now in the middle of a great awakening, and we're getting a lot of help from above during this time period. So it's a beautiful time in our history.
I love that. I'm glad that you've helped us to pinpoint. Like, we can say, all right, fear is what has been leading us, and fear is what's blocking us. When we say, but what are we so afraid of?
You know, I think what we're conditioned to believe that we are a limitation, that we are not complete. First of all, we're born. Yes. When we're born, we believe that we're not born out of love, and that is the greatest misconception. We are divine beings, and we are born of love, not of fear and lack and limitation. That's the first great big misconception that we have, that we have to prove ourselves, that we are sinners, that we have to we're seeking approval always of others. And this is what limits us, and this is not who we are. So that is something that creates a lot of fear, and it creates a lot of stress. And understanding that we are not that is something that we have to come to. We have to come to that understanding.
And that, is that when we open our hearts, that's when we're able to start like this path of, is that the discovering? Is that the knowing who we are?
Well, we are opening our hearts, and this is what we're doing right now. Like I said, we're getting a lot of help from above, and we are coming into deeper and deeper and greater understandings of who we are as we speak. And we're understanding that we have been living with no balance. We're understanding how, now that with the pandemic, we've slowed down and we're starting to reflect on our lives, and this is a wonderful thing. We're starting to reflect on how we've been living, and is the way that we've been living serving us? Has it served us? Are we happy? Are we healthy? You know, this is a time that we're really understanding that we're out of balance. And when I say out of balance, I mean, we're, for the most part, we've been depending on outer comforts to satisfy us and have forgotten about the inner. You don't get satisfaction from outer comforts. These are temporary satisfactions. You know, you material things. This is not what is the real, the truth. What is real is who you are inside. The love, the compassion, the light that comes deep from within you is what is real and what is total satisfaction and comfort and peace. So we have been living outside of ourselves, and we live our lives constantly having expectations of others, living in fear and aimlessly seeking approval of others.
Yes. I think you just gave me the most, I actually had to get my highlighter because what you just said, I was actually just in a book and the whole book was about balance, but I love that you specifically highlight, you know, the balance that we are living out of, like meaning not in balance, is between the inner and the outer of ourselves. Yeah. That is so helpful because you're right. My gosh, if we're just always living, if it's more heavily weighed on the outer, and then on the outer, we're always trying, like what you said, to prove ourselves that we're not sinners, that we need acceptance, that we're incomplete, then that really creates a different kind of a world, a different environment outside here.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when we do that, we release our lives to others, and this will always bring disappointment and create insecurity and doubt and fear, you know, anxiety, grief, whatever, all of sadness, worry, stress.
And Oh my gosh.
Yeah, this is, you know, you have to understand that you just take control of who you are and bring yourself back. You are the love. You don't need approval and acceptance from anyone else other than yourself. You, this is you, inside of you is who you are. You are the love and approval and acceptance. It's found inside of you. Yes. And it's such I think it's an awakening for all of us to understand the power that we are and the power that we have to transform our lives. I'm so passionate when I talk about this because this is the divine truth. And we are now in a state of reexamining our lives, and we are now coming into, like I said, newer understandings with great help from all this beautiful light and love that's being poured onto our planet now from the heavens. And the masters are here to assist us in our awakening process. It's such a beautiful time in our history. All we need to do is open up and welcome. And it's just,
I love the passion. And Joanna, that's a huge question. How is the help coming to us from above? How are we receiving assistance? Like, how is that showing up in our lives?
We are coming into greater understandings. We are allowing ourselves to come into these directions that we never had before. Where, you know, I speak to people and they're telling me things that people that I never thought would be in acceptance and allowance, I would say, and surrendering to what is. I'm hearing people always talk about, wanting change and being ready for change and knowing that things are not the way they should be. This is not right for the disconnect that we have in our planet now. It's not right. We are love. We are unity. We should be together. And, I'm hearing it all the time. The insight, when you open up, you get this insight. You get this courage. You get this beautiful new found energies coming and swirling inside of you that will create this desire for change when you open up, and you're more welcoming to all the new energies that are coming in. And so this is what will take you to the next steps when you are that, when you're opening up and you are in allowance and you're surrendering to what is. And people are doing that as we speak. And I think this pandemic has really helped us to get to that place. And it is something that it is for our higher good. Everything that happens is for our higher good, and we have to see it as that. This pandemic is a wonderful experience we're going through, and this will lead us to a beautiful destination, and we have to keep that focus and have that hope because it's all in God's divine plan, and we have to trust and have faith and know that we will get through this, and there is light at the end of the tunnel. We just have to be that light and help that light flow, because each one of us needs to assist in, because we're a global community. We are all brothers and sisters, and we're all God's family. Understanding that, the interconnectedness that we all are on Earth, this concept needs to really be understood, that we're all interconnected in a web of consciousness on Earth. This is so important.
Does everybody on the whole planet need to have this awakening before we see the changes? Like when you're receiving and you're channeling and you're hearing this wisdom and directions from above, I say above, but it could be anywhere around you. Is there a certain number? Like if half the world has an awakening, we can see change. Because not everybody will, or is that maybe I shouldn't say that. Maybe everybody might.
No, you know what, Lisa? I think that's the issue that a lot of us have, that we're losing faith and hope, thinking that this is an immense issue, that there's no way that we can get back to the balance that we need because there's not enough of us. But that is not the truth. The truth is that, firstly and foremostly, we have to understand that we have to take control of our own lives, and we have to do the work that needs to be done for ourselves. We need to fix ourselves. We need to heal our wounds. We need to heal ourselves and to know that we do have wounds to heal, because, every one of us, even me, I'm still learning and growing and developing. That's why I'm here. We each have to do that, take responsibility for where we are, because whatever we're emanating out into our world is affecting all of us.
Yes.
So if we are emanating fear, this is disempowering all of us. And when we're emanating hatred or unforgiveness or sadness or grief or any of these low vibrational energies, we are assisting those that are in control of us now to continue what they're doing. So, we have to each take our control back and our power back and do the work that we need to do. And yes, there is great hope, and it doesn't matter, but don't look at the other person. See, this is, we're disempowered when we do that, when we don't take that responsibility for ourselves, and we say, well, he's not doing it, or she's not doing it, or they're not there yet, so there's no hope. No, there's always hope. And the more of us that realize this, that we are the power for change, and change happens within ourselves first, and then it's emanated out, the sooner we'll get to that place.
Yeah, you know,
where
that's
there will be love, and we will live through our hearts, through compassion of that which we are, and there will be unity and peace on earth. So, yes, we're moving into that place, and without a doubt it is happening, Lisa, because God has decreed for this to happen. So there is no doubt here. This is the truth. Truth with capitals. This is the truth.
What I love about that is that you remind us that there's a responsibility from each one of us. And I know even for myself, I am of this world too, and are in it or whatever the one I'm around, and I hear things and I can get really caught up and swept away in some of the harsher, negative, harmful, controlling, scare, fearful tactics and anything. And I can feel myself becoming disempowered, and I stop myself at that point and say, wow, I'm feeling this. I feel like I'm becoming snappy and, afraid of my own liberties being taken. And I thought, well, wait a second, let me come back to self. Let me come back to center and go within and feel, like what you said, awaken my own heart and make sure that it's, you know, wake up in there, little heart, you know, like, keep going here. We can do this. And, because it, you know, people think I come across as like just all light and fluffy rainbows and everything, but because that's I choose that responsibility to do that. Just like yourself, you're choosing to shine the light, shine your own light as an example, like a leader.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And we all have that. We must all understand that we are the light. We are light beings. We are divine light and love beings, beings of light and love. We're an extension of the source that created us. We are that. We are the power. And we can make our lives whatever we wish it to be. When we hold that intention, that power that we have, and ignite the love of who we are, the sky is not the limit. So yes, our planet is shifting into and soaring into new awarenesses, great heights of awareness, and there is absolutely great hope for each one of us to also shift our awareness and create the life that we so deserve. So, yes, it's a responsibility and it's a choice, Lisa. It is definitely a choice.
Yes, yes. I was just wondering, what are the first steps? I don't know if there's like 10, 3, 1. What are the steps in surrendering so that we can receive this assistance, so that we can open up to having that help be there for us? And so steps in surrendering.
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, the step to surrendering is basically the first thing to do is to have this awareness. Awareness is the key. Mm-hmm. And willingness to want to change. Understanding that, you know, the life that you have now is not complete. Or maybe, you know, it is complete for you, but maybe you're living in sadness and fear. You have to question yourself. And you have to say, you know, am I happy? Am I living, is life working for me? And you have to really think and say, is life working for me? Am I having one challenge after the other? Or are things flowing to me in a beautiful way? And if the answer is no, you know what, I'm not really feeling it every day. And I wake up in the morning and I have all this grief and sadness and worry about tomorrow. Or I'm thinking about what happened yesterday and how my friend, I thought she was my friend and she spoke so rudely to me. And why did she speak so rude? And you're replaying scenarios of your past. You know, then you're not in that place and you have to have that awareness that you can get out of it. So it's willingness to open up and to change. And taking that responsibility, the next thing is to accept life as it is. And that is a conscious effort, Lisa, you know, when we have to look and say, you know, okay, I do have challenges. We all do. And some challenges are greater than others. However, if you don't accept, you can't move forward. You can't. You're surrendering and is accepting and surrendering your challenges, just letting them go, allows you to open up and move to the next steps. And so, you know, I love to tell people, I always tell people, let go and let God lead you, because this is the truth. And so, yes, that's something that we have to understand, that it's a conscious effort, and we have to accept life as it is. And when you accept, you move into new directions and understand that the challenges that have come for a greater purpose, to show us the way to greater opportunities, perhaps, for us to learn something that a lesson in life that will allow us to soar to new heights of awareness. So we have to accept our challenges and have faith and trust that all is well, because we're always taken care of. So just knowing that you are divinely supported also is wonderful. So trust that you are. Yeah.
Oh, I love that you have shared with us, like, I just got this understanding that surrender doesn't just mean, I'm giving up, I can't do this anymore. It's not just that. I love that you those steps, which were, and I'm going to repeat them, because just before we go to commercial break here, is to have awareness, then willingness, then understanding, and then faith and trust. And I really, you know, condense those, but it's not just if someone listening right now, and you have this feeling like, I know there's a better place for me, and you like are wondering, how can I surrender? It doesn't just mean giving up. There are some places that there's control in there, that you can have these choices in your surrendering. And Joanna, we're going to sneak away to commercial break, but when we come back, I just want to touch about your book and what people will get from your book when they read it, and how it will help them through this. So when we come back here, Light on Living with Joanna Alexopoulos. Nope, I'm going to say it wrong again. Joanna.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Hi, this is David Strickle. I'm excited to share my brand new show, The Stream of David Live, right here on OM Times Radio. Each week, I'll have exciting guests, and I'll channel the eternal wisdom of The Stream, a group of non-physical entities whose teachings have transformed lives all over the world. So join us for an uplifting hour each Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern. That's The Stream of David Live, right here on OM Times Radio.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. You are here with Joanna Alexopoulos. I had to say that right before I let her go. And Lisa Berry here. And Joanna, I am so appreciative of you being able to come on and share this powerful message. And why I think it's so powerful is that there are people who really are looking out in the world and going, there is something better, and I just don't know how to get there. And you have written a book. It's called Awaken to Your Truth. The time is now. And if you could just share the tiniest little bit about that book and invite them to purchase that book so they can have it. And then we are going to say our goodbyes to you. But if just share with us about Awaken to Your Truth. What does that book mean to you, and what do you feel that book, how that will help change the world?
Yes, Lisa. My book is a call to action, actually, for everyone to take responsibility to heal their lives and to realize the divine truth that they are. And it is a guide towards the realization of the self. And the power that we have as divine beings. And so you can purchase this book on Amazon. It's available on Amazon worldwide. And I know that it will help a lot of people come into their truth and help people to change their lives and to live their lives with faith and trust and hope and create a beautiful reality from in the future, from it going into the future. So just remember that we are our greatest manifestors. We are that. We are the power that creates all change. And we should actually consciously create moving forward and not so unconsciously create, because up until now we've been creating without much consciousness. So now that we know who we are, we can move forward creating more consciously and so and use the gifts and talents and abilities that we have to make our lives the best that we want it to be. And we are the greatest creators here on earth, and God has given us this opportunity to be here in flesh and in physicality to create the life that we choose. So we have to choose our way, and we have to be grateful that we're here and to understand that you are the power and you can create your life as you wish it to be, and you can change your story. And that's pretty much the message of my book, Lisa.
Yes, I love that. I love that. And again, everybody, it's Awaken to Your Truth. The time is now. And I can say this right because I have it spelled out, but Joanna Alexopoulos, and that's Alexopoulos. And we can put the link in under show comments as well. So you can, oh, actually, you know what? We did add that into the link. So yes, you could just go to the show. Yes, perfect. Lovely. Joanna, thank you so much for, first of all, coming into my life. I just so appreciate you. And thank you for coming on Light on Living and sharing with our listeners just the power does lie in them and to awaken to their truth.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Lisa. It was a pleasure being here and sharing. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Well, thank you so much. So we're going to let Joanna go on with her day and all her beautiful energy that she is about to, you know, attract, because as we heard about Joanna in the beginning, is that she channels, she receives these directions and guidance and messages, and we all do in our I sit back and I look at my own life and I think, gosh, am I hearing messages, am I getting signs, am I doing these things? But this is a truth and a knowing that we feel inside of ourselves. And I was thinking about this the other night about how it's when I call it, well, I came up with a new term. I call it emotional interruption. And I used to, when I was as a nutritionist, I would call condiments and junk food and thing, I would call them clutter foods. Well, we can get clutter thoughts and clutter into our energy field so that we're not aware. We're not becoming aware of things that are showing right up to us. I'm gonna share my four-leaf clover story here. I shared this on a live like about a week or so ago, and this is just a perfect story about how when we think about like uncovering or discovering or, you know, getting to know the real truth and all those things, I had come up with an idea that I really liked for a show that will be launching actually soon. Actually, GP Walsh and myself have a show coming up. That's going to be really fun, you guys. I'm just going to do a little invitation right now. That's called The Flow of Enlightenment. Transformation is all there is. And you guys can tune into that in a couple weeks. But I had this idea that I just really loved, and I don't normally question when I think I have a great idea. I'm just going to go with it because it's my life and I'm the creator of my life. So why not? And so I thought, you know what, it's a great idea, but it needs more. So it wasn't that I was doubting it was right or this or that, but it wasn't complete. And so I thought, well, I'll go take the cats for a walk and, you know, just let nature kind of, like, my head was too full. It was what it was. I actually recognize, because I start stumbling over my words, which you guys have probably seen me do on my lives, but my head's thinking too fast and my mouth can't keep up with it. So I go for this walk and I'm, you know, with the kitties and I'm looking over and I thought, I'm on the same road that I'm always on. And it's like a little country road, a little dirt road. And I looked over and I thought, wow, there's a giant patch of clover. Like, I've never really thought about it being clover before. It's just nice and green and fluffy. And I thought, wow, yeah, that's a lot of three-leaf clovers. And I thought, you know, I've never found a four-leaf clover, but I believe many haven't found a four-leaf clover. And I thought, that would be really neat if I found a four-leaf clover right now. And then I'd know that my idea was good. Kind of like I'm just being goofy and silly and, you know, negotiating with the universe to show me, you know, if you show me this, or if, you know, if you answer my prayers, you know, I never believe in that, but sometimes we tend to do it. It's fun. It's a fun thing we do in life. And my gosh, you guys, I just looked down and it was like, it stood above all the others. It was a four-leaf clover. And I just got so excited and so happy. And I was just like, it was just me and the cats on the dirt road. And I kind of went, oh my gosh, Briggs, do you see this? I'm holding a four-leaf clover. And as I'm like looking, hoping somebody's walking their dog so I could show them, right? And there was nobody there. That's okay, because I was so excited and I thought, this is amazing. And I showed Brink, showed Lucy. And then I looked down and I found another four-leaf clover. I thought, well, this has got to be the most amazing thing ever. And guess what happened, guys? I completely lost faith that that was even special. I was like, ah, there's two. What? It's not unique. It's not the, no, this wasn't a sign. This probably isn't even clover. And I completely doubted that. I was like, this idea sucks. It's not right at all. And then I look down and I find another four-leaf clover. And I'm like, okay, this is just ridiculous. These are just regular old plants with four leaves on them. And then I thought, well, just they're showing up. And of course, you guys, I found a fourth four-leaf clover. I'm kind of, can you believe one would be happy, but no. I'm sad. I'm upset. And I think, gosh, God, I couldn't have just found the one. Couldn't have just found the one, because I was attaching such expectations to finding one. And what could this mean that I found in such abundance? Like, I'm Miss Positive, guys. You know this. There's usually a thing like, wow, look at me. I found four. And this means all of my ideas are so good. But no. And I stopped myself as I was realizing I was killing this moment. I was destroying the joy. I was literally choosing to believe this wasn't special. And I stopped and I thought, so what? I found four-leaf clovers. Because, you know, I did Google to find out if it was a clover. It's actually red clover. It seemed to be red clover on the Google thing. And then I got in that happy place again. And I thought, no, these four-leaf clovers really are special. Well, guess what, guys? I found a five-leaf clover. Oh my gosh, I was so freaking out. And I was like, please don't find another five-leaf clover. So I kept them all. And here's the neat thing about this. I really was happy. I thought, you know what? They are all special. They brought me joy each time. So in my live earlier, I mentioned about, you know, I have this card and it says, my appreciation of it attracts its essence to me. So as I was appreciating each one of those four-leaf clovers and the five-leaf clover, I was attracting more and more. And it was like they just stood out. Now, mind you, I have gone for many walks since then, and I have that's not true. I had not found four-leaf clovers. You know, I was on my way, and I was like, yeah, just I almost wanted to look and go, please don't find them, please don't find them. I literally was thinking that in my mind, please don't find them. And then one day, I think it was 3 days ago, I walked out. I said, it'd be kind of nice if I found a four-leaf clover. Remember how fun that was? And I felt it, and I did. I found two more, guys. So I have six four-leaf clovers and a five-leaf clover. I've taken pictures. They're really quite beautiful, but really is, I truly believe that in that saying, my appreciation of it attracts its essence to me. What are we appreciating in our lives? Are we appreciating our own truths? Just like Joanna shared with us, awaken to your truth. Do we appreciate our own truths? You know, it's pretty bold. I think I'm a little bit of a sensitive, softer kind of person, which is fine. I'm okay with that. And I don't want to say it takes courage, but it does take takes me checking in with myself for me to post something on Facebook. Cause I, you know, you're opening yourself up to a lot of comments and a lot of feedback and a lot of whatever judgment or connection, it could be anything. And I always have complete trust and faith that whatever is shared with me, I really appreciate it because it's somebody interacting with me. And it is my choice whether that's going to fit with me or not. But I also, my heart opens up to where others are, when they share their comments and they share things, that means that's where you are. And that's perfect for where you are. Is that where you want to be? Do you feel good about being that? Is it serving you? You know, it really served me to believe that all the four leaf clovers were unique. Each one, they were uplifting. They were happiness. They were joy and fun, like really fun. And fun to me is just really pure. It's a pure thing. And so I know, guys, I know there's things in the world that are difficult. And sometimes in our own world, just our own, forget the whole world. We have our own worlds. And I know that we all have our things. We get sick. We have challenges. We fail in our way, you know, because based on our expectations. And it's always an opportunity to visit it, to meet with it and say, okay, I'm here. This is what I'm feeling. This is what Joanna was talking about that awareness. Awareness is a fun thing. It's more like a check-in point of going, wow, this is what's going on to what level I can perceive. Because you can only perceive things from where you are. This is where you are. And by just perceiving it, having the awareness, you can then be a little clearer on what choices do I have? What choices can I create? Where am I lacking in choices that I've limited myself? You mean when I cut off the possibility that finding those four of the clovers were anything but special, anything what rare and unique, I limited myself. I stopped right there. I destroyed my joy. And that is a truth that would actually hurt me. It actually feels like pain to think that in my heart. And so these awakening to your truth, it's meeting Joanna has actually helped me explore this quite a bit more, and a newness has opened up around it. And that's why I just love having these guests on the show to say, wow, there's so many more ways we can go here. And I actually want to explore a few more ways. So we're going to sneak away off to commercials. And then when we get back, let's explore a few ways that you could go from, you might not have realized that you had some choices, some directions, some options. So come on back and we're going to explore those. And I know that you'll be walking away at the end of the show with a new choice and to some new inspired actions that you are wanting to take. So come on back.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization. Their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, light workers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalind Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business by tuning in on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Mountain. Join me for your light language activation and let's magnetize and monetize.
So I'm a cat and I just moved in with this new human and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Hi guys, Welcome back. You are listening to Light on Living. I am your host, Lisa Berry. Just a friendly reminder for the whole show here. And a couple of invitations to you right now. Every time I do Light on Living, which is twice a month, the first and the third, an hour before, so at 11 a.m. Eastern, I go on Facebook and do a live on the Om Times magazine page. Fabulous page if you guys want to read some great articles too. Beautiful pictures. If you guys want some inspiring photos and images to look at, that certainly does the trick. And also too, images are just fun because there's no words around it. You got your own connection there. But if you wanted to pop on there an hour before tuning into the show, then please do that because it's an opportunity for me to hear from you, meet you, ask you questions, hear what you're going through. I've so enjoyed it. It's just really been a great help. Actually, we have a couple people that were on the live today and said, wow, I didn't even know. And they'll be tuning in today, or, you know, to this show, Light on Living. So if anybody's listening right now, big shout out to you. Hello. And it's so happy. And I'm so happy. And it's nice to have you here. I feature authored guests on Light on Living on the first and thirds, and on the alternating Mondays, Light on Living actually has Access to Angels and Grace, and my co-host on that show is Noemi Grace, and Noemi and I have been doing a show together for a year now, actually. We had our own show, but we decided to combine it with Light on Living, and really, Noemi's a fabulous author herself. She's working on her second book, and the fun part there is it allows me to hear questions that we are all asking, or something that we're struggling or going through, or just need direction and guidance on. And why I love doing this, this is why I do the lives, this is why I do, you know, like I love co-hosting, it's about self-mastery. And with self-mastery, there's something that if I don't ask my own questions, if I don't do check-ins, and if I don't start becoming aware of where I am and what I'm doing and why am I doing it, I can't improve, not just to improve, but I want a better life. I want growth. I want that enlightenment. I want that uplifting. There's my word. That clarity. You know, there's definitely my reward for self-mastery is upliftment. If that's a word. I feel better. I love feeling better. And this is also my time. I'm going to take this opportunity to share that self-mastery, which is all of our own responsibilities and what we do for ourselves, but it is for everyone. I feel like we do self-mastery together. Isn't that fun? Self-mastery, but together. I am so happy that I decided about 4.5, almost 5 months ago, to accept a beautiful position in creating, which now it's created, so now we're all collaborating, something called iAwesome, which is an international academy of universal self-mastery. And you can check that out at iAwesome.com, I-A-U-S-M. It's an acronym, so it's not the real full word. Go there and check it out because this was such a fun thing to do after 5 years of being with Om Times Radio now, with the shows Light on Living, four and a half. This is what I wanted to do. I wanted to ask questions and learn and meet people and connect and then raise the vibration of the world together. You know, we are doing it individually, but we're doing it together. And everybody does it differently. For me, I'm just really drawn to health and nutrition, wellness, that kind of thing, really more on that health side. But some people are drawn to it in many different ways. And to create an academy that offered courses, free courses, and you can enroll in other courses, paid courses. But I wanted to be a part of bringing together all the courses that people have really shown an interest in, what like department, what area of self-mastery in their lives over all this time. Like, I've been showing up every Monday over 5 years to be able to inquire, to share, to teach, to hear, to learn, to connect. And it's been a place where I was able to say, you know what? A lot of people have really asked me this along, you know, my path. And let's have a course there. Let's look for, so literally, this is fun. I've been actually able to, which is, I feel like it's such a gift. I've been able to hand pick some courses that I wanted to know. One of the fun ones, just to share with you, I'm so excited about this one, is face yoga. And you know, my face is, if you guys seen me on live, you can only imagine, I have a very active face. This little face is wiggling and going all over the place. And I thought, how fun it would be to add a little routine for it. So there's everything from that to learning about how to cook Ayurvedic food, how to, oh my God, use your doshas in different business realms, your archetypes, how to meditate, do body moves. I mean, it's just, it goes on and on. The reason why I'm sharing this is when I think of self-mastery and when I think about why I show up on these Mondays to share and do this entire show, Light on Living, is these questions help us to find out where we are. That's what I think awareness is. It's like, am I aware of what's going on around me? Am I aware of how I'm feeling about it? Like, does this feel good? Does it feel good? And does it not feel so good? And it's okay if it doesn't feel good. It's that it just means that, okay, well, where am I? Am I going to meet this? Am I going to align with it? Or is it something I need to move away from? And being able to be in the driver's seat, being able to be, that's self-mastery, I think. What do you guys think? I'd love to hear what you guys think. You have to meet me on the Facebook Live, not next Monday, but the next Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Om Times Magazine page, or you can always go to my Facebook page and chat with me there to find out when we're going to there. But the self-mastery really is about these asking questions, and you're in the driver's seat. Sometimes other people will make comments about me, where I am, where I should be. A lot of people tell me where they want me to be, right? And I think, do I want to be there? I don't know. Some people, you know, it's interesting that when I come up to, I'm going to call it conflict, where some people might say to me something like, you should be this and thinking that and doing that, or shouldn't be doing this. I'm human. I'm forced to consider it because I will have a response, right? You guys have responses, right? So if I were to say, oh, you should be happy. And you're like, well, wait a second. No, I'm not really happy about this particular thing. Well, that's an awareness. Okay, so then you might actually say, well, geez, why would they be happy about this, but I'm not? And is that something that you would consider? I think being open to considering new is probably the best way to start, even actually. You know, that's something that we talked to Joanne about. I really did want to ask that question. I was excited. Like, what are the steps in surrendering? And surrendering, I kind of have a new, well, it just started. So I'm not fully aware of what it means, but I feel like just because of her response there, I have a new relationship with what surrendering means. And I like that she began that with the steps of awareness and then willingness. I like willingness. Willingness means I have the willingness to explore. It doesn't mean the willingness to say yes and jump in, but it means the willingness to be open to hearing something different. Actually, I want to touch on that just in a second. I'll finish the steps. A willingness is one. Then to understanding. And understanding and questioning, like, why do I, not why, is this good for me? Is this good for me? Do I understand that this is hurting me, helping me, harming me, supporting me? And then to gain that faith and trust. So to me, surrender, I used to feel like that meant like, flop on the floor, I give up. If you love me, prove it, help me, pick me up, kind of thing. I really didn't have a really great relationship to what I thought surrendering was. And that's so interesting. So that was live on air that I got to feel that and experience that with you guys. Willingness. Let's just go there for a second. The willingness to explore. You know, there are some things that by experience, I wonder about you guys. There are some things by experience that I had the willingness, I did explore, and I've made a choice. And these are my preferences. Now, doesn't mean that perhaps as I grow and evolve, I might have the willingness to re-explore it, you know, go back there, not back, sorry, but see if it fits into my life later. After maybe I was said no to something before because I needed to grow first before getting there, or because I absolutely knew it was a no. And I think that's really important to honor that about each one of ourselves. You know, willingness doesn't mean open to everything. You know, sometimes you already know. And I like that. I think self-mastery is a journey that as we take, we really learn about ourselves and we feel that. I'm falling more and more in love with the word self-mastery. I'm so excited that iAwesome does exist for this reason. And if something during this show today or the live has just got you questioning, thinking, and open, like to in a fun way, in an uplifting, like it makes you feel good to say, wow, I'm ready to learn something new about myself, or to remember something about myself. I love that the title of Joanna's book is Awaken to Your Truth, and to rediscover things, to go back in and find out, yeah, I am that. That makes me feel good. That helps me to show up in this world and in a way that supports, that assists, and that sometimes showing up and saying, I'm no longer going to do something is actually good too. So I'm not just about, yay, I'm here and I'm full of love and it's, well, which you are and I'm glad, but it also is showing up and saying, some things need to stop. Some things aren't healthy. Some things aren't good. Some things there's a better choice in front of you. So if you've had this realization during this show, I would love to hear that from you. You could either email me, lisa@lightonliving.com. You can check me out on Facebook, Lisa Berry, Berry. You can message, you can join the lives. I love to hear from you. And a big thank you as I close off and say goodbye to everyone here is I am doing an extra invitation for everybody to go to iAusm.com and check out right now. It's a free, you can do anything for your membership as a student is free till October 30th. So go check that out and say hi to me when you're there. And thank you as always for tuning in, listening to Light on Living, and just awakening to your truth every day as many times as you can. Okay, signing off. I'll see you guys next Monday with Noemi Grace as we do Access to Angels and Grace. Bye, everyone.